Senate negotiators appear to have reached a deal to extend the payroll tax holiday and unemployment benefits into next year, but it's only a temporary extension that would last just 2 months. This comes after a vote earlier today in the House on a spending measure that averted a government shutdown. NPR's congressional reporter Tamara Keith joins me now from the Capitol. And Tamara, what are the broad outlines of this deal that was reached tonight?
So this would be a two-month extension of the payroll tax holiday, unemployment insurance, and the DOC fix. This is Medicare reimbursements. And it also contains, and this is the contentious part, a provision requiring the president to decide within 60 days on the Keystone XL pipeline. This is a crude oil pipeline that would go from Canada to the Gulf Coast. There are environmental concerns, but Republicans say it'll create a lot of jobs, and it's in.
So that demand on the president sounds like the Democrats there made a big concession to get this deal.
Well, and the president had threatened to veto a measure if it contained this, but then today his spokesman was a little less clear on that. And you could certainly say that the Democrats gave something up here. They also earlier gave up on the millionaire surtax. But the language does allow the president to decide on the pipeline. So he could reject it. And I think that's what Democrats are betting on.
Mm-hmm. And Tamara, we said this is only 2 months. Sounds like they may be just kicking the can down the road a bit. Why?
Kicking the can right to Groundhog Day, I think. Basically, they couldn't come up with a deal on a longer-term measure. And what I'm hearing is that it was because they couldn't agree on how to pay for it. It is a lot of money.
And Tamara, what's next? They have to vote on this deal, right? Is the House on board?
They do have to vote on this. It looks like a vote would likely happen tomorrow. As far as the House, earlier today, this idea was out there, and reporters asked Speaker John Boehner about it. And all he would say is, if they send us a two-month deal, we'll send it back with the Keystone Pipeline in it. Well, they've got the Keystone Pipeline, so it's possible that it will have enough House support to move it through.
Now, we mentioned something that did pass the House, the government spending measure. The Senate hasn't voted yet on that. Is that vote expected tomorrow?
That vote is also most likely expected tomorrow. The amazing thing is things that seem like they will take forever. Once a deal is done, votes happen very quickly, and those votes are expected to happen tomorrow. And that measure is a $1 trillion measure to keep the government funded right through October when the new fiscal year would start. This was a compromise measure. Got bipartisan support in the House and likely would in the Senate as well.
Okay, NPR's Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks.
Thank you.